everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Meltdown. There, I got it. This is definitely the first time I've recorded this intro. 100%. Definitely did not call it The Mixdown earlier. Definitely did not call this Unnecessary Noise, which, by the way, will be happening as usual. It's going to be happening on the weekends. But as I've said in previous episodes, this is more personal opinion, personal story, whereas the other ones are somewhat obscure news stories. I just wanted to share something that happened to me over the weekend. And it annoyed me. And you know what? This is going to be a little closer to Unnecessary Noise because it's going to have a moral. It's going to have a point. And the point is this. If it's a beach that's not crowded, don't plant yourself next to someone, especially if you're a family. Second, if you're a parent, be a parent to your kids first. Don't be their buddy. They'll have friends. They'll go to school. They'll make friends. And you can be friendly, but at the end of the day, you still have to be a parent. Case in point, and I am aware that I am sounding more and more like an old curmudgeon every day. And this is what I'm going to slip into. Just grumpy old man on porch.
Get these meddling kids out of my way.
Like, I don't see the joy in other people's kids. You know? And that's, I understand you're probably having a rough day with them. And that's why they're running wild. But, okay, I'll basically tell the story. It's a hot day, all right? Hot day on the weekend. Here in BC, we had a bit of a heat dome. It's so funny, some of these weather words. Atmospheric river, heat dome. They're buzzwords that I'm not sure ever existed up until, like, the past 5 or 6 years. You know, just new ways to sell weather and make it interesting. Oh, we've got an atmospheric river. That is, of course, referring to the massive flood that happened in a few, was it 2 years ago now? 2021, November. And now we're in a heat dome. What does that mean? It's hot. It's not just hot, it's a heat dome. We're trapped. Like we're in glass. I don't know. It just seems like all of the news and weather networks and services were like, man, we need to get some more ratings. We want people to check in. We don't want to just say it's hot. You know, people need to know it's a heat dome. Or maybe it's been that way for years. And in, this is the other thought I had. Somebody came in to the newsroom and said, out of nowhere, he just got fed up one day, kicked the newsroom door open at CTV and said, "Stop saying it's hot. It's a heat dome." Whatever. It has nothing to do with my story. It's just weird thought. I'm on my way up to the beach. Just, I don't know how to spin out of that. I'm on my way up to the beach. Just a lake. This is what I do. If it's hot, best place to be. Cool water. There's only certain special spots that that have nice lakefront property, like nice like beachfront areas that are available to the public, that have parking. Because unless you go at an early time on a hot day, humans are like mosquitoes. You know, we just kind of swarm around the water spots and just stay there forever. So a lot of times, some of these really nice places that you'll see in like BC where everybody's taking their Instagram photo and, you know, they all look like they're just them majestically looking on the mountains. I am guilty as charged, by the way. You know, in reality, there's like 100 people behind them. I remember the Joffrey Lakes is like the worst offender for that. You know, I remember the 1 year, and it must have been probably 2017, 2018. Went up, I think it was the August long weekend, and The only thing I can think of, it just looked like it was a marathon climbing up the hill. I saw people in heels. I saw someone in a wedding dress up there getting their photos done, which is horrible. I hope they were taking this after the wedding, because honestly, if you're up there, if you're hiking up, just imagine you're hiking up a trail in a wedding dress. Wedding dresses are white. Trails are dirty and dusty and not white. It's just going to get gunk. But there's this famous log up at Joffrey, and everybody takes their picture on this log on the second lake. And it's just far enough out that it looks mystical and magical. And, you know, you'll have people posing on rocks, trying to look like they're enjoying nature, when in reality, it's just this cacophony of humanity behind them. Yeah. So, I'm not gonna lie, I've done it. It's always nice. It's always, no, I wouldn't say nice. It's an experience, definitely. I don't want to say it's unique to British Columbia, but British Columbia has definitely gotten worse because of it. And Instagram has not helped, right? Like, so all the secret spots, you know, everybody wants the same picture. So now, you know, what was a secret spot, somebody shares it. And like I said, guilty as charged, everybody now flocks to that spot. So what I like to do on a hot day is I like to go and I sit by a lake. This is my secret. It's not a secret spot, but it's a spot that's public. It's kind of hidden in plain sight, but there's enough space on this lake where everybody can get kind of a spot. And, you know, there's parking. It's great. I can leave at like 1 p.m. if I'm getting hot. I've got all my stuff done, got my workout in, and I get to go up to this lake. And it's nice. It's beautiful. It's lovely. And I can sit there, maybe take out my lawn chair and get the guitar, do a little strumming. Don't play too loud because, you know, I'm a good rhythm guitarist. I'm a terrible lead, and I don't really sing. At least not while I'm playing guitar. You'll hear me like mutter. I'll be like, "There she goes, there she goes again." Anyways, but it's nice. You just kind of enjoy the day. You can get a backpack full of some drinks, full of some snacks, read a book, jump in the water if you're too hot, dry off, play guitar, rinse, repeat, spin cycle, whatever. You get the gist. I'm doing this, and I'm like pretty close to the water. Suddenly, these people come just out of nowhere. These kids, and they got a British or a Scottish accent. The dad does, "All right, kids, we're here." And a little couple chimney sweeps. I don't know. Like, it just And they just come down and they descend upon my little area of the beach. And it's, again, it's public property. But why out of tarnation are you coming down to my area when the entire beach is open? It's like, let's go throw rocks. And like, they are literally scooping up just mounds of dirt and chucking it in. And then you've got this one kid that's grabbing like a bull, like one of those kelps that look like bull whips, just whipping it around pretty darn close to my face. You got this one of their girls kicking their native shoes. The shoes that are the water walkers. They're not Crocs. I think they're called natives. They got the little, you can put little dongles or whatever in them. She's kicking water all, getting splashed in the water, kicking all over the place. Dad and mom come down, chucking, skipping rocks. What's going on? Dad starts mean mugging me like I'm the guy in the way. And like, I think I started having like, a pretty aggressive face on. Little RBF. Because it's like, you guys, what the heck? Why do you have to come down, descend on, bring all your madness and your craziness? All right. Just hang on there, little Jerry. I know. It might have been the grandfather or like the father-in-law. There was like a whole herd, just 12 people. Like, if I've got my chair posted up, and I'm just saying, if my chair is posted, and I'm sitting there, and you know, whole beach, you don't need to cuddle up right next to me. Yeah, don't take the spot next. There's like an invisible, mythical 5 feet. At least, not 5 feet, no, not even 5 feet. There's like a mythical 10. The invisible wall, just stay as far away from me as humanly possible. Especially with your anarchy, you know. And then, I think the dad, so they start throwing stuff, and I'm just, you can just tell, like, I'm starting to survey the scene. I'm just annoyed. Eh, you've ruined my zen moment. Because I don't want to play guitar. You know, kids are spraying up at me. I am pretty close to the water, too. And this is the other thing. If I'm 2 feet away from the lake, like, maybe not two. I was probably, like, maybe a good five feet so I could let people walk in front of me. If I'm five feet, don't get in my way of the sun. I'm trying to block you out. Okay, Dad, you and your, I don't know, child, I'm going to call him, your little golem. That's all I'm going to call him. That's all I can. He's yelling back and forth about skipping rocks. I don't care. Just leave me alone. So then the dad starts mean mugging me, right? And, you know, you guys don't know me from the hole in the ground. You've never seen me in person. I'm a sizable guy. I'm not necessarily... I'm a big boy. I'm not terribly out of shape. I'm decent. You know, we could all stand to lose, like, a nice 15, 20 pounds, okay? I think everybody would like to be somewhat thinner. You know, a little less body fat. But I'm doing okay. You know, I can push a decent amount of weight, and, you know, when I flare out, I look slightly intimidating. Now, am I? No. Don't tell anybody. But this dad doesn't know that, so he's mean mugging me. He's kind of giving me this look, this kind of dour look, like, why are you still here? Don't you see? We've claimed this land. And this is where I dig in. I dig in my heels. And I have not said a word. I've been watching a lot of spaghetti westerns lately. And if you watch those, you realize Clint doesn't say anything. There's a lot said in those movies with just a look and a scowl. And an old woodsman cigar. Part of me did want to say, I don't like you laughing. You know, maybe you should apologize to my guitar. That's a really bad Clint Eastwood. I don't even know if that what that was. Anyways, I didn't do that. But I got up. It was starting to get hot. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to walk right past them. I'm just going to go into the water. And I started... I walked in. I got about ankle deep. And I just... It was just kind of like, you know, cool off a little bit. Dad starts chucking rocks, like, right next to me. I just look, and then I look at his kid, and I just... The dad was trying to give me one of those intimidating stares. Kind of stretched a little bit, did the old puff out the chest, hands on the hips, lat flare, classic pose. Dad looked.
Honey, let's get the kids. We need to get going.
I don't know what happened. Kids took off. Parents left. And, you know, I didn't say anything, but You could tell, like, I think you could see that the hairs on the back of my neck were starting to stand up. And really, here's the thing. You know, just at my size, chances are, could you win a fight with me? Yes. I'm going to say most people, probably. Will you get messed up doing it? Yeah. Like, you're not going to walk away from, you're not necessarily walking away unscathed, I think. Because I'll definitely fight dirty, too. That's it. They don't know that. Again, it's all psychological warfare. I went back to playing Wheatus on my guitar. Sitting down. Enjoying the rest of the sun. They took off. It was a nice day. Overall, nice day. Ruined by, like, not ruined. With a little smudge of probably about 20 minutes. Really rotten children and inconsiderate parents. Which, a simple lat flex. It was good. I'd done like a plyo workout earlier too, so I was feeling pretty jacked. You know, the blood had been pumping through the muscles. Little plyo push-ups and some one rep maxes. I'm sounding more and more like a meathead when I talk about this stuff. But anyways, point is, man, like, if you're going to the lake, and this is just kind of the larger point I'm just saying, if you're going anywhere, and I'm saying this as a guy that's had to, like, as a lifeguard, too, just, yeah, be respectful. Teach your kids some respect. Don't let them walk all over. Yeah. Don't try and be their buddy. And you know what? You don't own, and again, I, of course, I don't own that space, but just try to be respectful. I'm just saying. Yeah. I won that war, though. I won the war. And that was a big victory. That's all I want to say. I felt really stoked about that. Big time victory. And, yeah. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. It's just, I'm just laughing because it is funny that, like, the weird, like, primal showdown that can happen between two guys, you know, very, very ape-like, just between me and this other dad. And, like, I'm in some dumb, like, Under Armour gear. There'd been a sale on at Under Armour, brand new swim trunks, Project Rock stringer tee. He had gotten a new hat for $10 there too. This guy's wearing, like, his dopey khakis that are just a little too high. Listen, if you don't have legs, and this is another thing, I'm not trying to body shame, but I'm gonna a little. If you don't have the quads, why do you need the high cut legs? You know, why are we getting sun on those things? Male thighs are one of the ugliest pieces of human anatomy ever created. They're all white, they're all pasty, you know, funky hairs sticking out of them. Nobody wants to see them. So the higher up the leg they go, the shorts go, especially if you've been skipping leg day, bruh, it's unnecessary. They're perfectly good, proper cut jeans. And you know what? I shouldn't tell people how to live their life. You know what? On that point, live your life the way you want to. But if you're going to do that, just watch who you throw shade to. Because, you know, you might see some clown in a stringer tee that's just hit a plyo day. I don't know what the point of this was. Anyways, this has been the meltdown, as you can see, which is exactly so apropos for this episode, as I melt down about my personal experiences. But thank you so much for listening, and guys, we will see you on the main show. And until then, you know the drill. As Jim Rome would say, rack 'em.